but you're a sovereign God. What more is there to say? You know what is best, and you will have your
you. At this time, we'd like to ask our children to come forward for our children's moment. Y'all come on around here. I got eggs to give out again. All right. Come on over here. If you can't see them, come on and get an egg. Just one. Just one. Don't open them yet. If you can wait. Did she get one? Here you go. Want that one? Here you go. Everyone got one? No? Oh, Here you go. All right. Perfect. Everyone got one? All right, let's see what's inside.
Fishes.
There are fish. Oh, I got two fishes. Did you get two fishes too? These are Swedish fish, and they're good. Now, I told Vicky I'd eat one if you put them in here. Do we know any stories in the Bible that have to do with fish? Yeah, you're focusing way too much on the fish, Joel. Have a seat, bud. No? Oh, okay. Well, in the Gospels, there is one miracle that Jesus does that all four Gospels talk about. Do you all know what that might be? Jesus' feeding of the 5,000. And Jesus has five loaves of bread and two fish. And with that, he prays over it. He asks for God's help. And he feeds all 5,000 people. And there's so much food left over after everyone eats and everyone has their fill that there are 12 baskets full of bread and fish left over. Can you imagine that? Have y'all ever eaten until you can't eat anymore? And then there's leftovers. Yeah, and then you get to enjoy the leftovers for a few days. That's what happens here. Some of us enjoy the leftovers, maybe not all of us. But that's what Jesus does. And today, as we consider Jesus' miracle in feeding the 5,000, let's be reminded that Jesus is always desiring to provide for us and always desiring to do for us and to help us in all things, okay? All right, so let's pray, and then you all can go to Children's Church, and you can take your eggs if you want, or you can put them back in the basket, all right? All right, let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your love that we see in Jesus Christ and for his many wonderful miracles and for his constant provision for us. Lord, we pray that we would be reminded of your great love for us every time we eat and every time our tummies are full. Lord, we thank you, we love you, we praise you, and ask all these things in Christ's name. Amen. All right, y'all can go to Children's Church. Would you like one? I think somebody lost it. Can you take it downstairs? There you go. Roger said Jesus shared his fish. Is there anyone else that would like? There you go. I dropped it. They can't even catch it. You all can come up later and get you one. Our scripture lesson this morning comes from Psalm 121. Last year when I asked you all about favorite scripture verses, the first thing I did when I got them was to look and see if they fell into the lectionary readings, and this just happens to be one of those this morning, Psalm 121. The focus today will be on verses 1 and 2, but 1 and 2 serve as an introduction. Here in this song of ascents, and verses 3 through 8 then kind of explain and flesh out what the psalmist is saying in verse 1 and 2. So I'll ask your permission this morning to read all 8 verses, and we will consider what the psalmist tells us here in Psalm 121. Hear now the word of our Lord. I raise my eyes towards the mountains. Where will my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. God won't let your foot slip. Your protector won't fall asleep on the job. No, Israel's protector never sleeps or rests. The Lord is your protector. The Lord is your shade right beside you. The sun won't strike you during the day, neither will the moon at night. The Lord will protect you from all evil. God will protect your very life. The Lord will protect you on your journeys, whether going or coming, from now until forever. From now. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you again for this day and for the reading and the hearing of this, your word. We pray that you would be with the words you have given me this morning. May they be yours and not mine. May they open our eyes to see, our ears to hear, our hearts to receive, our minds to comprehend. And may we, in the strength of the bodies you have given to us, be faithful to your call upon us. We ask all these things in Christ's name. Amen. I come to this passage this morning with great fear and trepidation, because while the words in this passage are very comforting, from time to time we seem to think they are empty and hollow promises that God makes. As I was reading and considering this passage this week, a phrase kept coming to my mind, and that phrase is, "It is well with my soul." It's a familiar phrase, I think, to most, if not all of us in here. And I wonder this morning, how do you hear this statement, "It is well with my soul"? Is that a true statement for you today? Is it well with your soul? Or is it something you are hoping or longing for in the midst of despair, in the midst of chaos, in the midst of confusion? How is it with your soul? The psalmist here tells us to raise our eyes to the mountains as an act of prayer. I raise my eyes to the mountains. We pray and we seek God. And not only when we raise our eyes to the mountains do we offer prayer to God, but there's a sense that He will answer us. Because it is from the mountains that our helper will come. That our helper will come to our aid, and He will protect, and He will guide us. Are you raising your eyes this morning? Are you seeking your helper? The imagery here is quite appropriate. This would be considered, again, a song of ascents, and it's something that the people would have sung as they were heading up to the Temple Mount, up to Jerusalem. The mountain he is specifically referring to here is the Temple Mount. He raises his eyes to the temple, to God's manifestation on this earth, as he goes to offer sacrifice, as he goes to offer praise to God. This would have been a song sung on the pilgrimage, on the journey from wherever they were to Jerusalem. And how appropriate this day, as we are on the journey of Lent, as we are on the journey of life, as we are on the journey as a church and as individuals. All of us here are on a journey. Are you raising your eyes? I'm often saddened by the fact that as I walk around or go around wherever I may be, how people continue to look down. They're always looking down. Very rarely will people make eye contact, because I got a smile waiting if they look. Maybe that's what they're trying to avoid. Are you raising your eyes on this journey? Are you not only praying, but seeking the answer to those prayers? Do you know that God is present with you on this journey? He is Emmanuel, God with us. I think this passage comes at a crucial time for us at Petrie, especially during this season of Lent. Last week, if you'll remember, we considered the first couple chapters in Genesis, and we saw the vast love and the desire God has for us in creation, and how His love was so great for us that He gave us choice. We could choose to follow Him and obey Him, or we could choose not to. And in the next 5 weeks, leading all the way up from next week until Easter morning, we will consider the very great answer that God gives us in Jesus Christ. We will look very specifically at some of the miraculous things that Jesus does and the conversations He has with normal people who are finding themselves in difficult situations. Today is a crucial time for us, because if it is not well with our souls this morning, if it is not well with our soul moving forward, we will miss all that Jesus is going to do. We'll miss all of the things that Jesus is bringing about. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to miss what Jesus is up to. I want to be in the middle of it, in the thick of it. I want to see it and experience it. It was well with the disciples' souls. And that's why they saw the things that Jesus did. That's why they were amazed and stood in wonder at Christ's great work. those who rejected Jesus, the religious leaders, the people that had a lot to lose in that day, it wasn't well with their souls. They had forgotten to raise their eyes to the mountains to see the help that God was sending to them and to us in Jesus Christ. And because of that, they missed it. Have you ever missed Jesus working? Have you ever heard people tell of something and think, I missed it completely. I didn't see that. And I don't want us to miss what Jesus is up to this season. Today, specifically during our Lenten season together, the rubber meets the road. Now is the time. Today, this is the hour that we begin or continue the difficult task of Lent. And that task is one of introspection, looking deep within ourselves and considering, is it well with my soul? And as we do so, we begin to look at how we might make things better where they are not well. The difficult task of Lent means confession. Confessing those areas where I have wronged somebody, where I have wronged God, where I have broken covenant or broken relationship. And then maybe the most difficult task of all, acceptance. Accepting the things that happen, accepting the love of God. And today I make a hard ask of each and every one of us that we might spend our time together this morning considering, confessing, and accepting. How is it with your soul this morning? This is a question that I ask and that is asked of me every Wednesday morning as I meet with my friend for accountability. This question leaves no room for pretending. It leaves no room for hiding. We cannot escape the answer to this question, is it well with your soul? I admit that right now, it is well with my soul. But I'm not naive enough to think that that is the same answer for everyone, just because we are dressed in our Sunday best. Like you, there have been difficulties in my life, difficulties in things that I have encountered. The month of March has proven a very interesting month in the life of Abby and myself. In March of 2016, Nora was born. And on Thursday, I think it's Thursday, is that right? On Thursday, she'll turn one. And how exciting that is. But Abby and I can't think of how joyful that is without remembering that in March of 2014, we had a miscarriage after the birth of Joel. We were really kind of idiots when Joel was born. Everything just went so well. We had no idea that things couldn't go well. And then in March of 2015, again, there was another miscarriage. And I think in both instances, we were able to hear the heartbeat. And we knew that there was life. And we don't know why, we don't know how, but that is the reality of it all. And I've never been more impressed or looked up to anybody more than I did look up to Abby in those moments. There may have been moments where she put her faith on the shelf for a time, but she did not leave it. She allowed the difficulty of that situation to draw her closer to God. And as a result, I drew closer to God. In March of 2015, after this happened, there was a song that came my way entitled It Is Well by Bethel. Some of you may be familiar with this song, but it found me in March of 2015, and it blessed me. And it blesses me still to this day. I have spent many hours this week listening to this song over and over again. As I was trying to get it on the screen, I came around the corner, and there was Eston sitting right there. Scared me to death. And he says, it's a beautiful song. And I said, well, you've only heard the first half of it like 1,000 times as I've been trying to get this going. But today I want us to spend time listening to this song and seeing the words that are on the screen, because this song helps me to, again, do the most difficult thing of all, and that is to accept. To accept life as it is. to accept the circumstances that come into my life, past, present, and undoubtedly those circumstances and events which will come in the future. And most importantly, this song helps me to accept the forgiveness of God that I find in Jesus Christ. This morning, instead of listening to me continue on for the next few moments, I want us to spend time hearing these words, reading the words to this song, truly considering, is it well with my soul? And I hope that this will be a time of blessing for you, a time where you can truly begin and prepare yourself as we enter into the miraculous works of Jesus in the coming weeks. May Lent not just be something we talk about, but may it this morning be something that we do.
Yeah.
Through it all of it, every last little bit of it, God is there.